in these times that we're dealing with, I pray that you all stay in the presence of God for discernment, knowing when to move and not to move, what to do and what not to do. Right now I'm at the same place of ministering online, and I don't have no instruction to do nothing else at this point. So be mindful of not moving too fast and listen to the Holy Spirit, for there's a lot of things going on. In John Gospel chapter 1, verse 14, is a familiar verse, but I think for us to properly, during this season and these times, to minister the word more forcefully and more clearly, this verse has something to do with it. It says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, I'm going to put some words out here, and you'll have them on the table. You take notes, or you'll have them on the table when they come. But a very important word to be able to minister the word properly is meditation. It's so important. You know, Joshua 1:8, you have Psalm 1:1-3, many other scriptures talks about meditation, where we spend time with the word, not just for information, but that revelation can come out of the word. And then the word become flesh in us. And when we speak it, it'll become flesh in the people. So meditation, another word, imagination. Very important. It's a component of the soul. It's highly used in the Bible. Snapping pictures in the spirit is so important. And then becomes the word revelation. Now, I want you to listen, because we'll come to a word that I think is utmost important now. Revelation, manifestation. Then we come to this word incarnation. Now, I look at the definition of this word for to picture in our mind exactly what the Lord is trying to get over to us this morning. Incarnation, a person who embodies in the flesh a deity, spirit, or abstract quantity. It says the embodiment of God, the Son, in human flesh as Jesus Christ. What I'm saying here, when we minister the word properly from meditation, imagination, spending time, revelation, getting manifestation of the word for ourselves, that word become incarnated when we minister in revelation knowledge, is as if God on the scene himself and what he is. But it's going to take work to do that. So I said Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:3, Acts 6 and 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3-5, and 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Those are scriptures that bespeak speaking in the spirit. I think LTMA, we have to make sure that we're spending time and really ministering the word, not an outline, not a good sound, a good feeling, but power coming through that word, and to come to those fashion what I told you just now. Just listen to this. In the Old Testament, God's word was spread by prophets. Hence, we have the ministry of the prophets, and we do have the ministry of the prophets. Then at the time of the early pilgrimage of our Lord Jesus, God's word became flesh. That's very important, that statement. Thus we have the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Jesus was the word that became flesh. And then in the New Testament, God's word was propagated by the apostles. The result is the ministry of the apostles. So there's three facets of the word, all right? And then the governing principle throughout all of the Bible is the word becoming flesh in us. Now, what that means? Well, I believe as we meditate, as we pray and seek God's face for our assignments, I believe that he'll reveal himself, and that when you speak into the people of God, they no longer hear you speaking, but they hear God speaking, because that word is embedded in you so much that it has come alive, and when you speak, it is alive. Consequently, it's extremely hard for those who do not know the truth or the true meaning of incarnation, to understand what the Word of God is. So sometimes we can minister only out of our personality. Now, when your personality is not submitted to your soul, you're really not ministering. It might be beautiful. It might be eloquent. It might be heart-touching. It might bring emotional out of people. But you're not the minister out your personality. It's your spirit feeding your soul, and it's deep down within you and your whole being. Like Romans 12, 1 through 3, your whole being, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, your whole being is involved. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, your whole being is involved in your ministry. It's so important that we understand that and grasp that, especially at such a time as this. A lot of people talking, but we got to make sure that we are ministering the word in spirit and in truth. And that's one part of my vision. I've got a three-part vision of changing the life of people with the word of God, then equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, and the third one, making the home of covenant wonders. That's a threefold vision God has given me over the years. And you know, we're out on the evangelism now. I think we got over 500 some people saved in 3 months. And I mean, they're doing it. And I want you all to catch a hold of it, because it's real powerful. Because I thank God I'm all on a side journey now. I thank God was getting us out of those four walls, been in those four walls long enough, getting, you know, people drifting in to join the church and get five or six saved. But I don't think that's the way God designed it for. And I don't think he designed it for Billy Graham when he was living to be the only one out there calling those big crowds. I think we should get people saved every day. So look into that and ask questions about that and get more familiar with it. The problem of the church today rests on the shoulders of those who minister. One may speak on the spirit, yet the people listening hear only flesh. I'll go over that. The problems of the church today rest on the shoulders of those who minister. One may speak on the spirit, yet the people listening hear only flesh. And that's why the meditation all is involved in the prayer time beyond the outline. You got to make sure it's in you. And he says, others may speak on holiness, yet what the audience hears is only a lightness of spirit, because you got to be holy to preach holy. Others may talk of the cross, yet where are the marks of the cross on them? You follow what I'm saying? You see, you have to be a part of what you're ministering. It cannot be a sideline agenda. It cannot be like going on a 8-hour job. It's a life. It's a life-giving fact that you're always healing yourself to be prepared for each moment. So many preach on the love of the Lord. Listen, yet the impression they convey to the hearer is not of His love, but of their own disposition. Can you see that? You see, you got to have this in you for it to manifest properly. We talk about ministering the word properly. There exists an abundance of preaching and very little word, especially the word, the incarnated word, where the embodiment of that word is in that person. It could be a man or a woman. When they're ministering that word, and that word has become incarnated in them, you know it. So as I'm sitting there, you know it. And that's LTMA, is what I want from myself and all those around me. But it's going to take spending time for that type of action to take place. It says, because true ministers of the word are so hard to find. And we're not talking about outline. We're not talking about emotion. We're not talking about singing. We're not talking about none of that point. We're not talking about it. We're talking about ministering. Because in this time, we need to minister the word. And before we can minister that word, first of all, that word has to minister to you in your preparation. The Bible is God breathing on us when preached properly. In other words, when you preach, God should be breathing on the people. Because God's word is spirit and truth. And the only way it can be preached is spirit and truth. Now, how can I get somebody? Somebody say, that's elementary. Nothing elementary about it. Everything else you do is elementary. This is the nitty-gritty. That's what the problem is. We get to operate, try to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, get to operate in prophecy and all of that. And the Word is not conforming us properly. And that's what I want for all of us, even myself. I want to get deeper. What is God's Word? It is when God himself comes forth. That's what we want to do. Doctrine without life begins and ends with truth and teaching. See, we cannot continue to put out doctrine, but we got to have the truth. It is the truth that sets people free. God's Word is spirit. It is effective in release only when the spirit of man is exercised. I want to read that again. God's Word is spirit. It is effective in release only when the spirit of man is exercised. So that's very important. The Christ we know by revelation gradually become the Word in us. See, when the revelation comes, that Word come alive in us. And it's just as if in your pulpit or in your moment of ministry, it's just like Jesus said to minister the Word, because it's all over you. It's all in you. It's all around you. And very few men, very few women in the gospel ever get to this point. I could talk to you as your apostle. I've seen a lot of orators. I've seen a lot of people who got good rhyming sermons, but that divine effect that we're looking for here in the LTMA, that ministry of the Word in such a intimacy, produce so much power. When we progressively see the reality of Christ through the Word, we're able to supply him to others along with the Word. Let me get it again. When we progressively see the reality of Christ through the Word, we are able to supply him to others. Because a statement about to come up, get ready for it. Along with the Word. By the mercies of God, those people who receive such a word will find the Holy Spirit working in them to transform that word into Christ in them. Now listen very carefully to the next statement. This is called a supply of Christ. That is, Christ is supplied through the word of the Bible. Now I want to read that again because it's holds so much truth for me over the years. By the mercy of God, those people who receive such a word will find the Holy Spirit working in them to transform that word into Christ in them. In other words, Ron preparing to preach, and he meditate, he give an invitation, have a visitation from God, have a manifestation from God, have a demonstration from God, pushing it while he's talking to God, and then God become incarnated in him, and then when he speaks, the word become flesh in him and goes into the person who listened to him. So I'll say this again. By the mercy of God, those people who receive such a word will find the Holy Spirit working in them to transform that word into Christ in them. This is called the supply of Christ. We know about in Philippians 1, the supply of the Spirit, but this is called a supply of Christ. That is, Christ is supplied through the word of the Bible. Powerful. Men receive him when they receive the word. This form the basis of all ministry of the word. So we're talking about the ministry of the word. Outside of Christ, there's neither life nor light, neither sanctification nor righteousness. So it's a lot of time form and fashion is going on, and you know, I'm just as your leader, I know some of y'all are experiencing some of the things I'm saying, but we need to experience it more. I know I need to experience it more of the full presence of God, and not just preparing to go out, but just be God wall to wall when you get ready to minister. I guess you can say it that way. It says, once a man is brought by God into this, his revelation of Christ, he began to realize there's nothing apart from Christ. Christ is everything. What is God's order? What is God's order? It is to know the Lord, then to find him in the book. I'm going to read it again for you. What is God's order? It is to know the Lord, then to find him in the book. Man's problem is that he reverses the order of Christ and the Bible. Man insists on knowing the Bible first and knowing the Lord afterward. Now, one might ask, well, how can I know the Lord if I don't know the Bible first? But you need to have a personal walk with the Lord when you come in relationship with him to know he is. When you go to that Bible, you need to know that he is real and whatever you, because you're not going to be able to handle it when you get in there if you're not in you as he should. Who's a minister of the word? One who translates Christ into the Bible. He tells people of the Christ he has gotten to know using the word of the Bible. The Holy Spirit then translates these words back into Christ in those who receive them. The poverty of the church today is due to the poverty of the ministers. Now, if you take this personal and get upset on this call, we know who you are. You see, what I'm sharing here is what I believe God laid in my heart, that a lot of churches are in poverty, and the reason they're in poverty is because of the ministers. The poverty of the church today is due to the poverty of the ministers. At large, we're talking. We know that somebody doing something. The Christ, we know, is not full enough. The dealings we receive are not sufficient and thorough. As a result, we have a little of the supply of Christ. And I mean, during these times, I pity the churches that didn't know beyond the secular or just new religion. I'm thankful that I believe that most of our churches have the realization of Christ in their heart, and that we have ministered to them in a facet in which I'm talking about. Therefore, they can be stabilized and be at rest and be at peace. It's so important. It's good when things go smooth. When a crisis comes like this, only the word can hold on the worry and the fear and break the economical structure and the health while there were people bodies. And even you who are connected here, y'all should be in a position not to be in fear. LTMA shouldn't be in no fear, because we have instructed you, and the ministers of this LTMA should be instructing the very same way I am, that the word can be alive in you and you can have total peace. True minister does not preach about Christ. He preaches Christ. He's not delivering a message, but a man. Many who read the Bible today touch merely the letter of the Bible, not the living word of God. Whenever the Spirit ceases to reveal, the word turns into a mere doctrine. Let me go over that again. Whenever the Spirit ceases to reveal, the word turns into a mere doctrine. When the anointing fails, there's no more sin, and hence no more ministry. I'm going over this thing. When you get them, you can stop and pause and meditate and find out just what being saved. But I have a little more I want to cover, so that's why I'm not pausing too much to talk about it too much. Because, and then when I get to the end of this, I'll talk to you a few minutes of these notes. There's no work that demands such a high degree of consecration as that of the release of the Spirit. It's not real easy to release the Spirit. You have to have that concentration. You have to have that meditation. You have to have visitation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in order to the release of the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit, and the supply of Christ. Is what's holding my ministry together now. The supply of the Spirit and the supply of Christ even is so important. Your spirit must be mingled with your words, for they are sent out through the spirit. And only words pushed out by the spirit are strong. So now you notice I never said stealing. No, this is a knowing fact. You got to know. You know if you spent enough time. I really believe when a person don't minister right, they know it after they finish. I mean, 9 people can pat you on the back, but you know you didn't do nothing. Your spirit must be mingled with your words, for they're sent out through the spirit, and only word pushed out by the spirit are strong. And this is done. As this is done, people will see the light and touch reality. That's what we want to see, the light and touch reality. Not that you got a strong ministry and you got a lot of large church and you got so many people following. No, you want to be strong in the spirit. Particularly in a strong ministry, the spirit is not merely pushed forth, it explodes. When the crowds, when the words are delivered, the spirit is released in such a fullness that it simply explodes. Under these circumstances, you will find people prostrate before God. Not just falling out, but the power hit them. So in the ministry of the word, preaching, just to make people understand, is the lowest level. How do we do this? Because ministry will exhibit its higher level. Exhibit at its highest level causes people to see and follow. Now, let me summarize this time we're dealing with. Churches out, people at home, ministries is waiting what next to do. But I can tell you right now, I'm cooperating with the government, I'm cooperating with the president, cooperating with the mayor, different people. But I'm going to wait till God give me the instruction on how to get back in the church. I'm not going back with no masks on. The telememos wear masks at the church. I'm not doing that. I believe God is clearing this thing up. I believe it's only a matter of time. I believe we'll have a witness beyond the president and beyond the government when to go back. Other people are going back basically for the economy. If you have your people trained properly, they are still sowing. As a matter of fact, they're sowing more now than when it was at church. So I just want to encourage you not to rush to do anything. Listen to the Spirit. If you need call, you call Junior, talk to me, whatever needs to be done. I'm believing that you all have got enough seed in the ground for God to take care of you all and not to panic. There's a lot of rumors going out. This might be a war. Taking place with this virus, a virus war. And so there's so much deception out there, you're going to keep your ears close to the throne that the Holy Spirit can speak to you in your city, in your state, and tell you when to move and how to move. It's so important. I know God got us covered, and he's going to take care of us, and I thank God for taking care of all of your bodies. And, you know, I told you how to take care of your body to a certain degree. You got to do that, and that'd be a continuous process of taking care of yourself right and knowing what's right and what's wrong. I bless you today. I'm not going to be very long. I just believe that the notes that I read to you, you can make probably 500 pages out of them as you look over them, look over those scriptures I gave you. And I'm just excited. I'm in good shape. I haven't been going out a whole lot. I never wore a mask, but I ain't going nowhere to wear no mask. But you all, if you got to go out there, you know, do what you got to do to protect yourself. I have nothing against it. I told my children, if y'all go somewhere, put a mask on. I had nothing against masks, but just I'm not going out there. Matter of fact, I don't eat from a restaurant right now. I haven't been out there because it's not fear. I'm just using wisdom at this point, and then I'll know when to move when God wants me to move. And I pray that y'all be safe and that y'all do the same thing and that y'all take this outline, go over it, look in the scriptures about it. Many, many years ago, I was taught this about incarnation, the word being incarnated in me. We talked about revelation, we talked about meditation, we talked about, but we never talked about the incarnated word. In other words, the word is in you so much, it becomes flesh. And that's what I desire for LTMA. Father, we thank you so much for protecting us through this scenario. We thank you so much for the harmony and the peace we have one among another. LTMA has not been problem-based, but been sort of like a partnership-based that each member have respected one another in a divine way. These leaders have been doing their job, and I'm just thanking you, Father. One of the wisdom of things is surround yourself with strong men and women who have the same vision and want to do the same thing. I've done that. You've sent the right people around me, and I'm thankful, and I give you the glory for it. And whatever the need may be, any person under the sound of my voice right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you survive, that they thrive, not survive, that you supply exactly what every ministry needs, every minister needs, every person under the sound of my voice needs on their jobs, their different places where they are. Always see to them to be in promotion because of the anointing. We thank you for protecting our lives, our families. We just give you the glory, and we bless everyone on the sound of our voice that the power would be instilled in them to know the power of connection, that our connection is so important. I think it's one of the things that kept us strong more in this time because we know we have one another. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. Thank you for this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. You got it, Junior.
I'm working on something as of now for us to how we can participate in Founders Day for camp meeting. I'll be getting that information to you real soon. I want LTMA to participate before I open it up to everyone else because Founders Day was an idea originated by LTMA, and so I want you all to participate, but be able to participate in it first. So I will be getting information to you within the next couple of days with instructions on how to participate, and we'll begin to take care of Founders Day in that fashion. Your MVBs will be able to explain things to you. I will talk to them in a couple of days. So I will send out the information, and if you have any questions, you'll be able to contact your MVB. Thank you all so much for being on the call today. The MP3 will be available for download within the next 30 minutes. Don't forget about the respective circle calls if you have a schedule for the day. And I look forward to seeing you all real soon. Have a blessed day. Thompson.